This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. For the first time, the administration of President Joe Biden is taking punitive action against Russia. Sanctions were imposed Tuesday on several senior Russian government officials for what the Biden administration says is their role in the attempted murder of Russian opposition politician Alexei Navalny. No sanctions were imposed on Russian President Vladimir Putin. The U.S. is coordinating its sanctions with the European Union, which has already taken action against some Russian officials on the Navalny case. Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, has warned that Moscow will respond to the U.S. sanctions with similar actions. A senior official in the Biden administration said the sanctions are meant to send a clear signal to Russia that there are consequences for the use of chemical weapons. Also Tuesday, the U.S. declassified an intelligence finding, putting blame for the poisoning on a Russian intelligence agency known as FSB. Members of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, held talks on Tuesday to discuss the worsening political crisis in Myanmar. Foreign ministers representing each of ASEAN's 10 member nations held talks via video conference on Tuesday. Popular protests staged daily across Myanmar against the military's February 1st coup have grown increasingly violent and deadly. At least 21 people have been killed since the coup, including 18 people on Sunday. The United Nations Human Rights Office says Sunday has been the deadliest day of unrest so far. You can follow this story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com.